The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. CBS's Mark Phillips has been reporting from the U.S. Antarctic Research Base at Palmer Station. And of course, when you're in Antarctica, the stars of the show are the penguins.
These are the penguins that were the model for the movie Happy Feet. They're apparently not so happy anymore.
The story after this from Charlie. NASA says last month was only the third warmest January on record, so we can take some comfort in that. But the year 2016 was the warmest year on record. Most of us probably didn't notice. But down in Antarctica, where CBS's Mark Phillips has been spending the week, the scientists say the consequences are pretty clear.
We're counting the penguins every year.
They call Sean Farry the Birdman here. Lately, he's had a lot fewer birds to count.
These local islands where we've been censusing for, I guess, 43 years now have declined by about 85%.
85%?
The numbers on this island at their peak were almost 9,000, and this year it was about 1,200.
Of course, that could just mean the penguins move further south to where the sea ice is more stable.
We do work other places down the peninsula looking for them.
We've been finding them.
Correct, not finding them.
Not there. And the reason may be that the landscape, or I suppose the icecape in this case, is just changing too quickly. And it's not just the sea ice that's on the move. Near Palmer Station is a huge glacier, which has been slowly melting away, until one day it just decided to declare its independence.
Normally in places like this, you talk about things moving at glacial speed. Not here. Here they know exactly when that glacier split off from this place, March 14th, 2014. And they've got photos as well of the moment the island emerged when the glacier connecting it to the mainland collapsed, along with the population of penguins.
Mark Phillips on the Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.